Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Eternal praise to the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. It's good to be back from vacation. Good to see all of you on the line this morning. Praise the Lord. Pastor Mom is sitting here, and she's going to open us up with a word of prayer. Praise God.
Praise God.
Just say hi.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And I praise the Lord this morning.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we're still praising the Lord this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about some things that are going on after we open up in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. All right, our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done
on earth.
On earth as
it is in heaven.
It is in heaven.
Give us this day.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us our trespass.
As we
forgive those
who trespass against us. And lead us not.
And lead us not into
temptation.
But
deliver us from evil.
But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and the glory. Amen.
Amen. Forever. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's say our prayer together.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture. Praise the Lord. Psalm 100. Let's read Psalm 100, the entire psalm today. Psalm 100. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, the entire psalm, and then we'll go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We'll sing that little, that fifth verse. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Let us exalt his name together. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go into our pearls to ponder. I think all of you who are here today, you know that the Lord has given us a charge to know more about him, his names, his character, his nature. And the Lord has given us what to look at for this month. And that's what we're talking about in our pearls to ponder. And we're looking at his righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good. Amen. So the scripture for righteousness this morning that we're going to look at is Romans 14:17. And we know that righteousness is really a right standing with God. And Jesus is our righteousness. Hallelujah. He is our right standing with God. Because apart from him, we can have no right standing with God. Hallelujah. And then the kingdom of God is righteousness as well. So Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We need all of that right now today. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for his righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Everybody, righteousness.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Amen. Go right into God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's our pearl to ponder today. Amen. Righteousness. Hallelujah. Not only is he righteous, not only is the Lord righteousness, but his kingdom, hallelujah, is filled with righteousness, joy, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we just thank God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go into our declarations. And you know how I feel about these declarations that we just, we really needed to do them. Amen. Even before we needed them, we needed to do them so that they could meet us at the time when we actually needed them. And I'll tell you that we needed these declarations that we have been saying. We went on vacation. We went to California, and we had an awesome time in California. It was just beautiful. God just, his favor was upon us. His favor was upon us with the planning to go, where our plane ticket went down in price. Now, how does that doesn't happen nowadays, except God. So our plane ticket went down, well, if you count all three of us, they went down like $300, $100-something a piece for all of us, me, Mom, and Pastor Catherine. And so, and then our car rental, we went on and rented a car, but people were saying all over the place that car rental was at least $100 a day. Well, our car was not $100 a day. And it ended up being about $40 a day. Glory to God. And so that was just wonderful. And we got economy car, and they ended up upgrading us without charging us anymore. And, you know, when we got there, we told them, you know, Pastor Mom needs a car that goes, that sits up high. And those little economy cars just wasn't going to do it. I didn't say it like that, but she needed a car to set up high. And the woman took me out in the parking lot. Me and Pastor Catherine took us out in the parking lot. And we got to pick out the car for Pastor Mom that would work well for her. I mean, that is some serious favor. Oh, and it was no extra cost for it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then the hotel where we stayed at was really wonderful. It's just so much that I can say about this trip. It was really good. Oh, God gave us somebody to help us as soon as we got out of the airport, got to the airport, and they moved our bags for us, and it was just beautiful. The hotel was really nice. The pool, the jacuzzi, real good. All around the area were places to shop, places to eat, good places to eat. And you could basically walk to it. If you didn't have a car, a person could walk to it. It was that nice. And then on Friday night, we had a and that was our taco night. I just understand that California is about tacos. So we had a taco night on Friday night. And then, and that was beautiful. When we got there a little late because we were just letting Mom, Pastor Mom, rest. And so we said, we'll come there. The place was only about 5-10 minutes away tops. So we let everybody kind of we told them when everything comes together, let us know and we'll come on in the car and we'll be there. So when we got there, you know, a lot of people were there, and Pastor Mom came in, and everybody stopped everything and gave her a standing ovation as she came in because they were so happy to see her. You know, many hadn't seen her in many years, and she is the family matriarch. So it was such a blessing, you know, for them to just treat her like that. It was beautiful. And then on Saturday, we had a luau. So we had all this luau kind of food, and it was a picnic outside. And so so we had a great time with that. A lot of family, a lot of pictures. That's when we took our big family picture together because we were all outside. And then on Sunday, which was last Sunday, we had a church service. And I praise God that I had the opportunity to lead the church service, or basically facilitate the church service. And what the Lord had given us to do is to have the family say declarations, to declare and decree over our family. So there were seven children of my grandmother and grandfather, and this is their reunion, you know, with all their children and children's children's children and so on. And so the Lord had given us declarations for our family to say, and I'm telling you, people jumped into those declarations, ownership of it, and spoke, you know. So it's like if it's, like, say, Pastor Mom's family, my brother spoke for us, and so we repeated after him. And then, look, like my mother's sister, one of her children spoke, and then all of them came up and stood together and said the declaration together. It was very powerful and very wonderful. And so I got to do something after this. I just remembered one of my cousins said if I sent her all of the declarations, she would have it put in a book and sent to the family. So that's a beautiful thing. I got to take care of that soon. But it was a wonderful vacation, and thank you all. I know y'all was praying for us, and so I'm just gonna let you guys know that something did happen when we came back, but we're still fine in Jesus' name. The mom and Pastor Catherine have tested positive, so and we thank God that we're doing well. We're all doing well. I mean, we're going through it, and we praise God. I would say that we're over halfway through it now. And so we didn't find out until we got back. And, we saw doctors. Call Mom's doctor. I had a virtual doctor that I could go to. So, we did that, and we are doing much better. Both Pastor Mom and myself are on this medication called Paxlovid, and what that does is that's to stop the virus from multiplying in a person's body. But that medication has to be taken 5 days, within 5 days of being diagnosed. So, and the first thing that I thought about was the declaration that we have been saying, and I know that those declarations are standing. Even right now, the word of God is standing. Hallelujah. As we stand on the word of God is standing on our behalf, because this could have been much worse than it is. Hallelujah. So, you know, we're breathing fine. you know, we're getting along fine. I think it was day before yesterday. Well, last night and night before last, Pastor Mom slept all night without any coughing at all. That's wonderful. You know, and, you know, last night, you know, she and I were here. Pastor Catherine was with us all the time, except last night she went home. And so, you know, so we all did well last night with the coughing. And we're lifting up Pastor Catherine. Her doctor would not prescribe the Paxlovid for her for various reasons. And so she's going another route, according to the doctor. So we're keeping her up in prayer. She was doing some coughing. So, you know, as you think about her, keep her up in prayer as well. And, you know, and I pray all of you are doing okay. Now, one thing that I want to say, and then I'll get off our vacation and go on to the declaration. We found out, I want to say it was Sunday or late Saturday night, we found out that one of our family members was diagnosed positive on Saturday night. That family member had been among us on Friday night and also on Saturday. Now, we wore masks through it unless we were eating or we take a quick picture and put the mask back on. So we stayed pretty much masked up, and, you know, things still happen, but God. And, I'm just kind of all over the place right now, but I think you're following me. A couple of things I thought about when we got diagnosed was, the declaration, and then there was a song that came to my mind. I hadn't thought about that song in a long time, and it's Whose Report Do You Believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. And His report says I am healed. His report says I am filled. His report says I am free. His report says victory. Amen. And I put that on, and I danced and sang to that and said, thank you, Lord. You know, these two little lines on this testing kit, I'm just not accepting that report. Hallelujah. Amen. And whatever it is, it cannot stand because the word of God is standing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, amen. So let's go to our declarations, and we're going to continue to declare and decree the word of God, knowing that His word definitely continues to stand. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. Amen. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord. Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like
a tree
that's planted
by the stream
of water. Amen. Thank you. I can feel y'all praying it with me. Hallelujah. Fully engaged. Thank you. That was Isaiah 54 and 17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Praise God. Here's the other one. This is the one I really thought about. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse.
From the curse.
Of the law.
Of the law.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I forbid.
I forbid.
Any sickness. Or disease.
Or disease.
To come.
To come.
Upon my body.
Upon my body.
Every disease.
And
germ.
Germ.
Allergy,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus,
that touches my body, dies instantly, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ, and every tissue,
and every tissue
of
my body,
function.
In the
perfection,
that God
created it to function.
And I
forbid any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31. And Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we stand on the word of God because the word of our God stands forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's hear some praise and worship. Glory to God. And We're going to continue on. We'll see what the Lord's going to do today in the service. Praise God. We're going to see how he's going to move by his spirit today. Amen. And we're just expecting God to move in a great and awesome and wonderful way today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to play Pastor Mom's old-time church song. Amen.
That sounds like old-time church to me. As a matter of fact, Green, I want to dedicate this in memory of your mama and my mama, too. Miss Ruth Green, is that all right? Y'all feel like doing this?
Let's do it.
Y'all feel like doing this? Some old time song. Come on, listen.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Hey!
I know it was the blood.
Church on Sunday morning.
Yes, yes,
song
yes.
Was something like this.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, y'all, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna
they used to sing old song that says this for him.
They said, hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Yeah, hush, be quiet, y'all. Hush, yeah, yeah, somebody's calling my name. Hush, 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 hush now. Hush, dear Lord.
Miss Lewis, the Williams brother, the whole lot, called the Nightingales. They did a song like this. They said, I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting. Lord said, I want to be at the meeting. When all the saints get home.
I remember.
They did a song like this, but let's do it the old time way. Come on. By and by,
oh, when the morning comes,
hey,
all the saints of God go gather in a horn. Tell the story how they overcome.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's one of my Pastor Mom's favorite songs that's on her playlist. Amen. So I just wanted to hear that this morning. And praise God. Praise God. That old time, every now and then, little old time church song. Hallelujah. Amen. So now let's go to our finances. Amen. And like I was saying, with our talking about our vacation, we really did get blessed financially to be able to rent a car for the money that we rented the car for. In this day and age, God blessed. Even our hotel bill, once we got the bill, it was less than we thought it was going to be. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Even something like this, we were supposed to pay for parking at the hotel. That's what they do in California. You got to pay to park at the hotel. Well, the price that they gave to us when it was time to pay on our bill, we saw that it was less than half of what they told us it was going to cost. And I thank God for that, you know, and I know that that has something to do with the tithes and the offering. Glory to God. I know that it has something to do with the tithes and the offerings, how we're feeling so much better sooner. And, you know, from the declarations, I believe it's all of the above, and above all of that, God just being God all by himself. Amen. And for Mom to be able to, you know, sit and talk and, and doing good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we praise God. We know that God is in the midst. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. So let's say our prayer over our finances. Stay fully engaged and just repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all that you give me.
That you give me.
And walk
in total agreement.
As to how.
And how.
It's to be spent.
Amen.
Where I have not been wise, bring restoration. Give me guidance.
And give me guidance.
Help me to remember that all I have,
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it. Amen. Help me make good decisions.
Help me.
As to how I spend.
May I always
Be paid well. For the work I do. And may my money
Not be stolen.
Lost. Devoured.
Destroyed.
All wasted. Multiply it. So what I have and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious about finances.
But will seek
your kingdom first. Knowing that
as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Mom, you made it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll just say, we're both doing well with this medication we're taking. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And I said, you know what? I'm not taking anything until after church today. Hallelujah. Because I know as soon as we take it, we got to go to sleep. So we thank God. Amen. And thank you all. I got the amen just that you're praying for us. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. So there's three ways to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can cash app us at $ESLCCC. If you're in the Heritage House, you can also come to the door, 2E, and or you can mail it and make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, Father God, we just thank you, and we praise you for those who are sending their Cash App right now, writing out checks, getting ready to put it in the mail, Lord God. We thank you for those who are even about to bring it up to 2E, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. For those who are tithing, you said we could just test you on this and give 10%. And even as we test you, you would open the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. And then you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, that our money will not be lost. It won't be stolen. It won't be devoured. It won't be wasted. We bless your name for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even in advance, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the givers, Lord. Your word says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, for those who are you've already designated to be a blessing to us, because we've given for you, for your glory. So you've already set up for men and women to give unto our bosoms, Lord God, just at the time when we need it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And we give you praise and glory for it now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm still listening for people to give a testimony. You got a testimony. Hallelujah. You got a testimony about what God has done for you with regards to your finances or any of those declarations that we've been praying. You know, we want to hear from you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we're getting ready to go into the Word today. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We'll play a song before we go in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just listening and seeing what direction we're going in here. Thank you, Father God. Okay, let's hear a little Sister McDowell as we get ready to go into the Word today. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless Sister McDowell. Hallelujah. Just such a blessing to hear her worship the Lord, praise and worship the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you. You are the Holy One. You are the Wonderful One. You are the Glorious One. Hallelujah. You're the one who knows the end from the beginning, how, and everything in between. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the Lord God who heals us. You are the Lord our healer. And we thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, even as we go, we are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And many times you said to me, you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even on this day, as we bring this word from you by your spirit, we know that you're taking care of everything in our body in the name of Jesus and causing healing, health, and wholeness to set in, lay hold, and go every course through us, even right now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we bless you for it, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Wonderful One, the Glorious One. You are the true and living One. Hallelujah. And we love you. We love you so much, Lord God. From everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So, hallelujah. I'm doing something real quick. There's somebody who keeps calling me, and I guess she does not realize that we're having church service this morning. Bless her heart. So I'm letting her know that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, so we have been on this wonderful, wonderful series since January. And it has been so good. And I know that God is doing something wonderful with it. And we may not know all that he's doing with this series until we get to heaven. Continue on and do as he said to do. And, you know, when we started this series, it was like, don't be in a hurry. Take your time. So it's July now. It's been a good 6 months. And we're still combing through this series. But you know what? I know it's important because It covers what we're going through right now on the earth, and then it covers what we're going to be going through when we get to heaven. Praise God. So it is important. Hallelujah. And the series is the three stages of salvation. So we're talking about justification, sanctification, and glorification. Now, the last time I spoke on this was last month in June, so every time I go back to it, I'm just going to give you the basics of what we're talking about, and then we'll go on from where we left off. So justification is an act of God whereby he pronounces a sinner to be righteous because of that sinner's faith in Christ. We are justified or declared righteous in right standing with God at the moment of our salvation. So when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're justified. Hallelujah. And justification is deliverance from the penalty of sin. And it's a past action for all believers. Because you do it one time as a believer, amen, and it has been accomplished by Christ dying on the cross for us, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So justification is just as if you never sinned, just as if we never sinned, and just as if Adam never sinned. All of that comes together. And when God looks at us, he sees his sinless son. And so we, with justification, we lay hold to the righteousness, since we're talking about righteousness this month as well, we lay hold to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that's what we have at the moment that we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So we are justified. And then we talked about sanctification. Now, sanctification is the deliverance from the power of sin. In this present and continuous process of believers becoming Christ-like. And this is only accomplished by the Holy Spirit's power and presence. Amen. We can't do this by ourselves. Sanctification is not just putting on the right shoes, the right outfit, no makeup, long sleeves. Sanctification is a deliverance from the power of sin. Amen. And it's continuous. It's a process that we go through for the rest of our lives here on this earth. You know, and I would say it varies in degree, you know, but it's still sanctification. Some of us are deep in it, you know, more and more because we got more stuff to be delivered from. And God doesn't deliver us all at once. Hallelujah. It's a lot that's got to come out of us. And thank God that we can go, that he'll bring us through this process by his Holy Ghost. And so we begin to have victory, or part of our sanctification is having victory over the flesh, over the world, and over the devil. And so that's a process that basically goes on until we get to our glorification time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Then glorification is the final removal of sin from the life of the saint, so that we stand faultless before him in glory in eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So he's coming. At his coming, the glory of God, his honor, his praise, his majesty, his holiness will be realized in us. We're going to talk about this today. And we will have direct and unhindered access. Hallelujah. We'll enjoy holy communion with him throughout eternity. So glorification is the deliverance from the presence of sin. Hallelujah. So just very quickly, these three stages. First, justification, a deliverance from the penalty of sin. Christ has paid the penalty. He's paid it all. All to him we owe. Amen. Sanctification. We're delivered, hallelujah, that's delivered from the presence, sanctification, delivered from the power of sin. Amen. First, the penalty of sin, power of sin, we're delivered from and continuously being delivered in the name of Jesus from the power of sin, and then glorification, completely delivered from the presence of sin, because we'll be absent from our body and present with the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So that's the highlight of what we're talking about here. And so we've gone through justification. We've gone through sanctification. We started talking about glorification. And one of the last things we talked about with glorification is how it's going to look as we go through glorification. But I'm going to back up just a little bit with something. I was reading. I, you know, continue to read on this and study. And when I was reading up on glorification, and glorification is it's like a doxology. And doxology is, you may remember in church, if you went to, you know, a Presbyterian church, or maybe even liturgical or formal church service, you would hear them singing something called Gloria Patri. And I think about you, Pastor Price, whenever I think about that. And or you may have sang this song called Glory Be to the Father. I remember when I was in, I believe it was in the Baptist church, or it might have been in the Lutheran church, but we would sing Glory Be to the Father and to the Son, oh boy, I got that all messed up, and to the Holy Ghost, I'll say the words instead of trying to sing it because the melody's not coming to me. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end, amen and amen. And so that's called a doxology. Another doxology is praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, O creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And so the word doxa means glory. And logo means the study of, or the word of glory, and it's a glory to God. So as we are being glorified, this is a doxology to God. It's a glory to God. Our glorification is a glory to God. Amen. Amen. And so, and that is like we would sing it at the end of the of church, culmination of our salvation. And so we are the doxology. Hallelujah. Glorification is the doxology. We are a glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so the last time we were talking, back in late June, I was giving an example, because I was thinking about, you know, how I could give an example of what our glorification would be like, something that's here on earth, and the Lord will give us glimpse to let us know, give us a hint of where we're going here. I started off with John 14, and where in verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. John 14 and verse 2 through 4. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And then after that, you know, Thomas was like, well, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how we gonna know the way? You know, and that's when the Lord let him know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So we were talking about that the last time, and the example that the Lord gave to me was how seeds are. And seeds are one way, but when they get planted into the ground, they die, and then they come up another way. So, like, if it's if we have a seed, like, to an apple tree, and you look at the seed, it may look like an apple seed may look like something else, and you don't know unless you're reading the package or it came out of an apple that this is the seed and how it's going to come up. And so you plant it, and then that seed dies, and then the apple tree comes up. And so that's how it is with us. As we die, the way that we're going to come up, God knows. Hallelujah. The way that we're going to be glorified, God knows what that looks like. The other example was the caterpillar. That, you know, as a caterpillar is transformed, praise God, from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And those of us who know that a caterpillar is going to be changed into a butterfly, okay, so we know that that's going to happen, but we don't know exactly how that butterfly is going to look until it goes through that process. And so all of us are going to go through a process, and God knows what we're going to look like after we've gone through that. Amen. So he's going to know, he knows exactly what we're going to look like after we've gone through it. And we're not going to know until we've gone through it, but he's going to know, and we praise God for that. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You guys, some scriptures. We'll probably get to those, probably not today, but we're going to get to some scriptures. Thank you, Lord. Where I wanted to start with, and you guys continue to keep me in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you, Jesus. Where I want to go now is that the Bible gives us a glimpse of our resurrected, glorified body and what we're going to look like when we do. And the greatest example is Jesus and what Jesus looked like and the things that happened to Jesus after he was resurrected. So we're just going to spend a little time talking about that today. So I just say just follow me, pen and a paper out, and I'm just gonna go through it, okay? We'll probably be done with service a little early today. I'm feeling some things right now. I probably need to go and rest. I know Pastor Mom does. So we'll go through a few things today, and then we'll take it up again next week. And I'm sure that we will be doing a lot better next week. Praise God. Praise God. So, you know, when Jesus was resurrected, there were some things that he did. And Jesus was in a glorified body. So when we look at what Jesus did when he was resurrected, we'll have some idea of how our glorified bodies are going to be. Amen. Hallelujah. So Philippians 3, verse 21. Philippians 3, verse 21. And then we'll go to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 48 and 49. And 1 John 3 and verse 2. Okay, Philippians 3:21. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself? Hallelujah. So, you know, he's going to change these bodies, these vile bodies that go through sickness and disease, that go through aging, all of that. He's going to change these bodies into his, to be fashioned like his glorious body. Hallelujah. Amen. No more sickness, no more disease, no more aging. All of that, hallelujah, going to be changed. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 15, 48 and 49, as is the earthy, they are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Verse 49, 1 Corinthians 15:49, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. So, you know, we've done the earthly thing. And then as we go into our glorified body, then we'll have the image of the heavenly. 1 John 3 and verse 2 says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And especially how my body's feeling right this minute, that's good news. that's good news. That's real good news. Amen. We don't know what we're going to look like, but when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, some of the things that Jesus did in his glorified body was that he was able to instantly appear. And that shows up in Luke 24 and verse 36. Luke 24, verse 36. So we'll be able to instantly appear. It says, and as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. So Jesus just showed up in the midst of them. Hallelujah. We're going to be able to do that too with our glorified body. And then Luke 24 and verse 31 says that Jesus also disappeared from sight. You know, right in front of people, just disappeared. And that is Luke 24 and verse 31. Luke 24, verse 31. Tell you the next couple of scriptures. And I'll go back to that, disappear from sight. He could also pass through doors, through closed doors. That's John 20, verses 19 and verses 26, John 20, verses 19 and verse 26. He ate food. I like that. He ate food. That is John 21, verses 12 through 15. John 21, verses 12 through 15. And it also talks about him eating in Luke 24, verses 40. Here's the one about him. This is Luke 24 and 31, how he would disappear from sight. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Okay, that was on the road, when they were on the road together. And they didn't know who he was, and he walked with them and talked with them and everything. And then they, when he did communion, or he broke bread, and then they realized, yes, that that was him. Okay, and that here, so we'll be able to do that too. And then what Jesus could do was he would close doors. John 20, verses 19 and verse 26. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Hallelujah. And so the doors were shut, and he just came on in through the shut doors. And then verse 26, and after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Amen. So we're going to be able to go through doors. Hallelujah. Amen. And still be able to eat. Now, you know, I don't understand all of that, because we will be flesh and bone, no blood, but flesh and bone, and still able to eat. The thing is, too, is that we're going to have a body that's capable walking through walls, a body that's capable of appearing and disappearing, and not just spirit where we can't eat. Okay? We're going to be able to eat. If you can eat, that means you can ingest food. Okay? So we will have a body, a glorified body. We won't just be some energy flowing. We will absolutely have a body. Amen. Luke 24, verses 42 and 43 says, and they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. Okay? So Jesus' resurrected body, he could eat. It's something about that that makes me happy. Does that make you happy to know your resurrected, glorified body is going to be able to eat? Amen. And I heard somebody preaching there. They were saying, yeah, you're going to be able to eat, and you're not going to gain weight either. I said, I like this. No food allergies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so John 21, 12 through 15. John 21:12-15. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. See, Jesus is saying, hey, come on, eat with me. Praise God. I like that. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon, Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, love thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lambs. Amen. So I like the Lord. Amen. He's like, come on, let's go sit down and eat. And then he talks about, you know, the banqueting table. It's, you know, he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. I mean, you know, he's about eating. And so even in our glorified bodies, we're going to be able to eat. Hallelujah. Amen. And now, it's something to note with Jesus in his glorified body. He still had scars, hands, and his side. Look at John 20, John. It appears a couple of times. John chapter 20, verses 20 and verses 27. John chapter 20, verses 20 and 27. And then Luke 24. Verses 39-40. I found this interesting when the Lord was talking to me about it, and I had to giggle about this. John 20, verses 20, and John 20, verse 27. And when he had said, and when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Now, John 20, verse 27, then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Luke 24, 39-40, behold my hand, and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bone, as ye see me have. For a spirit hath not flesh and bone, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. Jesus' resurrected body looked nearly identical to the body he had before he resurrected. His disciples knew who he was and believed that he was the same person. But his body was different because, you know, it was recognizable, but it was still different. Amen. And, you know, what I thought about was my niece preached about something called a witness mark. And a witness mark is like, you know, these old Big Ben type clocks. And, you know, big, expensive clocks. Inside, deep in the mechanism, there's a mark, in there called a witness mark. And what that would do, what that witness mark would do was like the master crafter who put that clock together would put that witness mark on it so that someone went into that clock and they went deep into that clock, or if they needed to reset something or fix a mechanism or something like that, that mark would show them exactly where things were, so that they could, so that with pinpoint accuracy, they could fix this, you know, if it needed to be fixed. And I thought about that with Jesus. You know, his mark could have disappeared, you know, the scars from his hands and his side and his feet could have disappeared, but they were a witness. Hallelujah. They had to stay as a witness of what he had done for the glory of God, so that people would know with pinpoint accuracy that, yes, he may look different in his glorified body, but he is the Lord Jesus Christ because of these witness marks on his hands and on his feet and in his side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just wonder, you know, when we die, when we get our glorified bodies, what kind of witness marks are we going to have that's going to show beyond a shadow of a doubt with pinpoint accuracy that we are the children of God? Hallelujah. I don't know if there is such a thing, but it just made me think about that. And I know that, you know, the Lord has had his witness mark. And there are things I do believe that's going to show that we are children of God, and we stood and we did all that we could do to stand, and we continue to stand in the things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we do have some idea of what our resurrected bodies are going to look like, or what they're going to be able to do. Amen. And so we just thank and praise God for that. And I think that, I mean, that gives me a sense of comfort and a sense of peace, because we go into the unknown. When we die, when we get our glorified bodies, we're into the quote unquote unknown. But there's some things that we do know, and we know it through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. And that's hallelujah. That's as far as we're going to go today. We'll be back on next week, and praise God, we'll have more to talk about with glorification on next Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to, praise God, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Amen. And I wanted Pastor Price to come on and just minister salvation. And then I'll be right back, and we'll talk about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and give you guys an opportunity to open up the line. Pastor Price?
God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom. Thank God for that wonderful message this morning. And for those of you who are listening or who will later on listen to this particular broadcast, it may be many, many years from now when you're listening to this broadcast. And you might, we want to ask the question, have you made the decision to ask Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life? And Romans, we want to tell you what the Word of God says about how to be saved. In Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. I believe I've heard Apostle Kizzy say, do you have a heart and do you have a mouth? Then you can do that. You can believe unto righteousness and confess with your mouth. Would you pray that prayer with me today and ask Jesus into your heart and into your life today? Will you repeat with me, please? Dear Lord Jesus, that's right. Dear Lord Jesus, this day I ask you to come into my heart, to come into my life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This day, Lord God, I believe that God raised you from the dead, instead of all my sins. Again, I give my heart and life to you. Now, if you prayed that prayer with us, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, the word of God, I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified and set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today. Now we turn it back over to Apostle that she may tell you about the Get 'Em Radio family programs in Jesus' name. It's back in your hands, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, you are a part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And we want to welcome you right now in the name of Jesus. And then we just ask the Lord to touch you right now and fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. Hallelujah. Power to be able to read the word of God and to understand it and to walk in it. And then power to pray in your prayer language. Praise God. Hallelujah. So amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. And then we want to invite you. We want to invite you to a Bible-believing church. You have a church even in your neighborhood and they believe in the word of God, please go to a Bible-believing church. And then at the same time, we invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Yes, you belong to a family now. Hallelujah. You're in the family. And so we invite you to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And these broadcasts have been designed by the Lord to help us to learn and to grow in the things of God wherever we are. We are from different areas of the country, and then we call in. Hallelujah. We call in to this number, 516-418-5699, and on all of our different days of broadcast, and we get to learn and grow together. So on Monday, we have the our Bible teaching to Lorraine Navarro, excellent teacher out of Ohio, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have four people to volunteer to pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And I'm just so blessed by the word, these interpretations that we've been getting. And this was well over a year ago. Two different times the interpretation was about abortion. And it seemed almost impossible when it was said. And the word was abortion is gone with the wind. And abortion no more, no more, no more. Well, after abortion's been going on for 50 years strong, only God could give a word like that and then have Roe v. Wade turn. So God is doing something. Hallelujah. So meet us on Tuesday, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, every second Wednesday of the month, we have a healing service called Prophetic Healing. And it's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And our co-host, Elder Philip Hockey, and his wife, Minister Linda. And I'm trying to remember how many healings we had. It's just the second Wednesday of every month, but I believe it was about 6 healings that occurred. Glory to God. Friends, the next one will be Wednesday, August the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And then on Thursdays, we have the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. Now, this month, we have a fiery preacher. We're having her do some testimony first, and then she's going to be preaching. But her name is Pastor Erica Spencer. And so we had such a good time with her on this past Thursday. She'll be with us this Thursday, the 21st, coming up, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And so she'll be with us another two Thursdays, amen, in August. So we're looking forward to that. So come and be blessed. Hallelujah. And that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Praise God. Now, if anyone has any questions, you have any comments, you want to encourage the woman of God, hallelujah, you want to pray for the woman of God, me and Pastor Mom, before we go and take a nap, hallelujah. Oh, and last night, my niece Pam bought us this huge gallon bag of soup. Hallelujah. She left it at the door. And so that was such a blessing to get last night. So that's what we're going to be eating today. So any comments from anyone? Press your number one key. I haven't seen the number one key work today, so I don't know if it's working. Amen. Okay, there you go. Praise God. I'm going to open it up. Wow, just three all of a sudden. Pastor Catherine, we're going to hear from you first. Amen.
Welcome. Praise God.
Praise God.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm doing something. Yes. All is well. I thank God that all is well. Listen to the glorified bodies this morning. I thank God so much. As you were ministering, I thank God in the midst of my situation here. I thank God that I may not be able to smell, but I sure can eat. My taste bud is not gone. So I thank God. I'm not glorified yet, but I thank God that my taste buds feel good. So, yeah, it also made me kind of think about Star Trek. Star Trek of our glorified body. It's just say, beam me up, Scotty. We'll be able to just say, beam me up. Or beam me down. That's a blessing. So praise God.
Amen.
I'll talk to you all later on. Love y'all.
Amen. So I did let everybody know that we were diagnosed, Pastor.
Well,
amen. But it's for us.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Minister Carey, and then that looks like the Amber. So Minister Carey and Minister.
I want to say good morning to everyone, Pastor Mom and you, Papa Kizzy, and Pastor Price, and just everyone. I just thank God for today, how he just provided for you all, your safe travelers there and back, and how he provided for you all. I just thank him for how he's even touching your bodies now, bringing healing and encouragement and strength. And I want to also just thank you how you went over the scriptures and gave us a vision, a picture of how things are going to be for us, giving us that hope that we can look forward to, you know.
Yeah.
And I just praise God for that. You know, it so encourages your heart that because you look at things around, but when you put your focus there, like on the things that you've given to us through the scriptures, how we rejoice and we look forward to it, and how
yeah.
it even strengthens us. So I just thank the Lord for all that that has gone on, praising the songs of praise and just everything today. So, and that's it. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Carey. Hallelujah. I appreciate that. Amen. I'm glad somebody feels like me with that, because it does give you comfort knowing, oh, okay, so that's what I can look forward to. Praise God. All right. God bless. Thank you. Minister Amber, welcome.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. I really enjoyed the service, the message today, and it's so insightful and so good to know the different things about glorification and justification, all the three steps, and it really blessed my heart, and I just want to continually pray for each and every one of you for the strength to know that we are all battle buddies in Christ for each other, and that we are interceding
yes.
for each other, healing and strength, and we are God said the prayers of the righteous avail much. So just know that we are all praying for each one another, and I love each and every one of you, and I pray for strength, healing, and that God would just do a special work in each and every one of our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. You're going to make me cry. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you, too.
Amen. Minister Rachel. Hi, Minister Rachel.
Hi, God, Mom.
Hi.
We love you. We wanted to say Hi. Isaiah 53, verse 5, over everyone.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. The kids wanted to say it with me, so I was getting the scripture.
Yeah, yeah.
Isaiah 53, verse 5. And because God's word goes everywhere.
Kurt.
Okay, we're going to put it in purple. Okay, everybody say it. But he was,
wounded
for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So I thank you, Betty God, for the medicine of your word going into every city in Jesus' name and in every household that we have given our lives to you, Lord Jesus. And keep us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love y'all.
Amen.
Love you. Thank you so much. I felt that. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Pastor Price, did you want to say anything? Your line is open.
Yes, I did, because I tried to push the number one key. And I know that you all are ready to go in and lay down. Pastor Mom, I love you. Apostle, I do love you too. Pastor Catherine, I love you. I don't know if you're going to be staying, Pastor Catherine, if you can hear me, if you're going to be staying at home, but maybe the Lord might bring you back over to Pastor with Pastor Mom then, because there's power. Sometimes we'll be in the household here, and sometimes Amber will be upstairs, and we'll be downstairs. And sometimes we know that there's power because there's God's angelic forces around us. And we tell her, you come on down here with us, especially when she's going through in her body. So I don't know if God will have you. I knew last night I was praying for you, Pastor Catherine, because I knew the enemy would try to get you all by yourself. They're by yourself. But God was still with you. You weren't by yourself. You weren't by yourself. God was with you. And I thank God for bringing you through that hard time, even through the night. Thank God for continuing to touch Pastor Mom and you, Apostle, and may you all get a good afternoon rest. The word was wonderful. I took a lot of notes and just was able to write down a lot. And then I was saying, Lord, I said, now, Lord, let her be able, don't let her try to give it all today, you know, and it was good. So we got that smaller increment, even because this is a kind of a heavyweight message, you know, a lot to, you know, to get in us. So I thank God for that word, and I was able to take really, really good notes. But I'm looking forward to just getting the rest of what all that God has given. And thank you for taking the time to give the five aspects of glorification and send it to us through the text. That was really something. So I Amen. Just want to thank you for God, for you, Apostle, and all that you do. And God bless each and every one of you. May you all get after you all get a little snack or whatever you're going to do, that you all be able to get a good rest. And may God touch you all in your stomach, every one of you, from any kind of nausea or any kind of things to the stomach, in Jesus' name. All right. Apostle is back in your hands and going back on mute. Love you all.
Amen. Okay, love you too. Amen, amen. And, I wanted to say this. We do have a birthday coming up, and then we'll go ahead and get ready to close. Pastor Mark's birthday, hallelujah, is coming up. Amen. So we're going to do a little happy birthday. His birthday is on the 21st. I should know how old he is, but I'm not going to say it. I know he's younger than me. So. So we just want to say happy birthday, Pastor Mark, to you. And he is off with some friends celebrating. So he let us know that. So we just want to say happy birthday to you. If you listen to this broadcast, we love you and pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. I'm going to see if I can play my little song here.
Today is your birthday, the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. Today is your birthday, the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it.
Amen. Happy birthday, Pastor Mark. We love you. We love you. Amen. All right. We're going to go ahead and close. Praise the Lord. Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything?
I was, they did good.
Okay. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we have one from another. And I pray and give grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'm sure the Lord understood what you just said. Praise God. Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.